the apartment growth has hurt us to some extent. Now, those apartments are paying a 40% tax rate as opposed to the residential tax rate, but at the same time...
Let me interject, yeah. Which means they're paying 60% more in property tax than I am in my residential house. I'm assessed at a rate of 25% of value. They are assessed at a rate of 40%, and mathematically that means, and it equates to, they are paying 60% more in taxes. Most apartments being, and I know your recent comment about the number of apartments being built in this community, and to me that's almost being a little elitist, because a lot of people moving to this community, number one, they want to find out about the community, and it takes them months or a year or two to do so. The best place for them to find immediate housing is in an apartment. On the other hand, you've got a large number of people this day and age that don't want home ownership. They don't want the responsibility.
So, you think we should have more apartments?
I wouldn't be opposed to it. You're looking for ways to generate money. It's a dollar situation. You'll generate more money. Now, the complaint has been from the city that the number of students living in, moving into apartments, and by students I'm talking about for the city's instance, K-6. If you've got a 250-unit apartment complex, I would venture a guess that you don't have any more students number-wise in that 250 apartments than you would in 250 single-family units. Now, I could be in error, but it won't be far off.
Well, I think the difference that we're running into right now is when you look at the density of where you're putting the apartments. You know, I don't think that the problem for years when Mr. Adelot was the planning director, Mr. Adelot would tell us that there was very little impact to our school system with apartments.
Well, let's put it on the line now, Shane. Joe Adelot was not one of your favorite people by a long shot.